From Karachi to Cairo and beyond, attacks and protests against the United States have highlighted the divide between majority Muslim nations and the West. For critics of a video that mocks the Prophet Muhammad, the issue is insulting Islam. For Americans, the issue is the constitutional protection of free speech. But set aside that conflict for a moment, if you would. A more significant debate may be happening within majority Muslim nations. It doesn't involve the U.S. at all. Those nations, including the new Arab democracies, are debating how freely their own people will be allowed to speak. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Tunisia.
Tunisian artist Nadia Jalassi heads down to her studio in the basement of her house. But it's hard for her to concentrate on her work these days. Jalassi's problems started last June when her sculptures joined other works of art at a Tunis gallery. Jalassi says everything went well until the last day of the exhibit, when a man taking photos asked that some of the artworks be taken down.
Bien sûr, les artistes ont refusé.
Of course we refused, but before long he came back with a group of bearded men. They scrawled death to blasphemous artists on the gallery walls, and later that night broke into the building and destroyed many of the pieces.
Soon, groups of bearded, hardline Muslims known as Salafists began protesting around the country against what they perceive as un-Islamic art. Artists and secular Tunisians held counter-protests. Some of the confrontations became violent. Jalassi says the Salafist behavior didn't surprise her. What happened next did.
I was called to appear before a judge by our so-called moderate Muslim government and charged with disturbing public order. Frankly, this is a first for artists in Tunisia. I was fingerprinted and mugshots were taken. I have a police record now.
Jalassi says she was so shaken by the judge's actions that when she got home, she took her own mugshots and pasted them onto her Facebook page. The picture sparked a campaign of support for freedom of expression. Since Tunisia's revolution 20 months ago, the kind of religious extremists who were once jailed under the dictatorship have been harassing Tunisian artists, journalists, and intellectuals. Secular Tunisians accuse the government of turning a blind eye to their aggressions. Tunisia's Islamist-led government did seem stunned by the attack on the American embassy this month and quickly condemned it, but Islamist party leader Rachid Ghannouchi also condemned the anti-Islam video released in the U.S. that sparked the attack. This video wasn't freedom of expression, it was freedom to attack what is sacred to others, said Ghannouchi. We don't see a contradiction between free expression and respecting others' beliefs. Tunisia's government is trying to insert an article into the country's new constitution that would make insulting sacred beliefs a criminal offense. The idea is anathema to secular Tunisians. But others, like grocery store manager Salim Amri, point out that in Europe, freedom of expression ends at denying the Holocaust. So what's wrong with protecting religious beliefs, he asks. Faris Mabrouk, who runs the Arab Policy Institute, says every country has its red lines.
There is no absolute freedom of expression. Now in Tunisia, are we going to set our limits in terms of freedom of expression? There are different opinions, and this is part of our building a new democracy. This is one of our tasks.
Former newspaper editor Hamidi Ben Ramdan disagrees. He says by limiting freedom of expression, Islamists want to push the Tunisian people into a new sort of religious dictatorship.
We are all Muslims, and the majority of the people are believers. They are not atheists. But what these Islamists want to do is to impose a new kind of religious practices that the people of Tunisia is not used to. Of course, the people reject this.
Pour souligner que ce qui se passe actuellement en Tunisie concernant les libertés d'expression.
Back in her studio, artist Nadia Jalassi calls the attack on freedom of expression very grave. And if we don't stop it, she says, we will have lost the revolution. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.